Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Thanks for joining us today for episode number 21 of The Life of Riley, which aired on June 4th, 1944. One note about this episode is that it is short, only about 13 minutes. Well, the reason for that is somebody edited out all the music and commercials so that all that's left is the actual story. And this is the only version of this particular episode that I could find. You won't miss anything as far as the actual story goes. It'll just only be about 13 minutes long. I hope that you will still enjoy this episode entitled Fish Story.
The Life of Riley, a half hour with radio's friendliest family, and starring William Bendix as Riley. Well, today the great outdoors has beckoned, and war worker Riley has answered its call. He's gone fishing in a rented rowboat with his son Junior and his wife's Uncle Buckley. Fish, take notice. Riley the angler is on your trail.
Pop, you must be tired, Rowan, huh?
Tired? My fingers are worn down to my hands.
Riley, be serene. Count your blessings.
I've been counting my blisters. You know, it wouldn't hurt if you rode a little, you know.
Well, is it my fault I sprained my wrist? Yeah, just take a look at my hand. See?
All I see is two salami sandwiches. It's only 10 a.m. and already you're working on the lunch. I hope you don't like worms or we'd be baitless.
Pop, let's anchor here. We're 4 miles out easy.
Yeah, this patch of water looks good for fishing.
No, Riley, not here. Row farther out.
This is far enough out. I don't want to drop in on Admiral Nimitz unannounced.
I'll wager there isn't a fish within miles of here.
You just watch. Wait till I bait my hook. You'll see him bite. Junior, hand me them worms.
Worms? Oh, the bait used only by the inexperienced angler.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, you got a better idea?
Personally, I prefer fly.
Well, you don't expect the fish to eat what you like. Well, here goes the line. Now, as I catch him, you count him.
Oh, Riley, it's 4:30. You've been fishing for 6 solid hours without catching a thing.
Is it my fault if the worms ain't trying?
Riley, I beseech you, let's go home.
No. Hey, my hook's clean. Junior, give me a fresh worm. Give me a worm that's got salesmanship.
Pop, that was the last one. The can's empty.
48 worms. Gone. What a day. All we've been doing is teaching the fish how to eat off a hook. Look around in that basket, Junior. Is there anything in there that looks like bait?
No, only a potato chip.
Well, that settles it. Let's you start rowing back.
Yeah, I guess we might have to. Uncle Buckley, what's that in your pocket?
Well, nothing, Riley. Just a bulge.
Well, take the wax paper off that bulge and let's see what it is.
Why, it's only a sandwich, Riley.
What's in that sandwich?
An anchovy.
An anchovy?
Yes.
Well, that's tasty. Hand it over.
Oh, Riley, you're not going to feed this defenseless little anchovy to those ravenous denizens of the deep.
I said fork over that anchovy.
Oh, very well, Riley. Here.
Thanks. Now I'll bait the hook. There.
Well, throw it out fire, Pop.
Up. Here goes.
Oh, this is a sheer waste of time. I think I'll take a nap.
Ouch.
What's the matter, Junior?
Oh, I got a splinter in my finger from the seat here.
Well, here, I'll take it out for you. Uncle Buckley, hold my line a minute.
Oh, just wind it around my wrist so it won't interfere with my slumber.
Now, don't drop it now. Let me see that finger, Junior.
Oh, go easy, Pop.
Yeah, I can see it. It's a very small splinter. I could tweeze it out if I had a pair of pliers. Or a needle.
Riley!
What?
Riley, I've got something. It's pulling at my wrist.
Well, stay with it until I get there, now.
Riley, save me. It's got me halfway out of the boat.
You hold on to the fish and I'll hold on to you.
Not by my hair, Riley.
Gee, it must be a whale.
Here, let me take over. Give me that line.
I can't get it off my wrist.
Well, then keep pulling. Don't let him get away.
Riley, don't tell me how to land my fish.
Your fish. Yeah. Now, wait a minute.
Well, don't argue. Let's pull him in.
I'm doing the best I can. Buckley, don't fall overboard. You're wearing my suit.
Oh. I can see him now, Pop. Look, he's up in the air.
Wow, Lollapalooza.
He's bucking like a bronco.
Give him more line. Give him more line, you lose him.
He's diving again. What a fish.
Hold him.
Go higher, Uncle Buckley. Go higher. Go ahead. Get away.
Ooh. Ooh. What a battle. For a minute there, I thought I'd lost him.
What a whopper. That's the biggest sea bass I ever seen.
Hey, Pop, let's hurry back to the pier and have it weighed. Maybe we can win the contest. The deadline is 6 o'clock.
What contest?
Well, didn't you see the sign on the pier?
No.
The Isaac Walton Angling Club is giving a fishing rod and reel to the one who catches the biggest fish this week.
Well, Riley, better start rowing for the pier immediately. I could do with new fishing equipment.
What do you mean, you? That fish was on my line.
That line was on my wrist.
I baited the hook, didn't I?
The bait was for my sandwich, wasn't it?
Which I paid for with my dough, so it's my fish.
I take exception, Riley. It's my fish.
Okay, Buckley, you take the exception, I'll take the fish.
Say, it's my fish, Riley.
Uncle Buckley, it's my fish, and that's official.
Please, don't yell like that. Everybody on the pier is staring at you.
They're not staring at me. They're staring at my fish.
Well, we'll settle this later. I have a law book at home. Now we'd better keep that fish out of the sun, or it'll lose weight.
Who ever heard of a fish perspiring?
It'll shrink unless it's kept cold.
Hey, Pop, we're out of luck. The man who weighs the fish for the contest went home.
Now, wait a minute. It's only 1 minute to six, and six is the deadline, ain't it?
He left too early. That ain't fair.
He can't do that. This is outrageous. I refuse to be swindled out of the prize.
Listen, Buckley, if there's any swindling going to be done around here, I'm the guy that's going to get swindled.
Well, Pop, do you think this fish weighs more than 73 pounds?
Certainly, easy. His fin weighs more than that.
Oh, boy. Then we'll win the contest easy.
How come?
Well, the man down at the dock told me that the heaviest fish entered in the contest so far weighed 73 pounds.
Well, then what we got to do is weigh this fish right away and find out how we stand.
Oh, there's a weighing machine in front of that drugstore.
Yeah, come on, Buckley. You grab one fin and I'll grab the other.
Here.
Come on. Hey, Buckley, put your hat on the fish's head. Keep him out of the sun. Junior, stand in front and shoo the flies away.
Now, let's just lay it across the scales.
Careful, Buckley. Don't bend him. Now, I'll drop in a penny.
Here comes a little card now.
I got it.
Well, how much does it weigh, Riley?
75 pounds. Stripped. What a fish.
Oh, we won. We won.
By 2 pounds. And this card is the proof. Now let's get over to that fishing club. Come on.
Capital, Riley.
Junior, go into that phone booth there and look up the address.
Okay, Pop.
Oh, let me see the weight card.
No, nothing doing. I'm holding on to that.
Oh, don't be so suspicious. I just wanted to read the fortune on the back.
What kind of a fortune can a fish have? Hey, get this. You are very appealing to men, and they are constantly seeking your company. So far, you have managed not to fall for their line, but you are traveling in dangerous waters. One of these days, you'll get hooked.
Well, that's one fortune that isn't a fish story.
Hey, Buckley, pick up that newspaper. I'm going to wrap up this sea bass. We can't walk around with a bare fish.
Oh, here you are.
There. Sucker's a buck in a rug. Now, sling him over my shoulder.
Okay, there you are.
Hey, wait a minute. Move his head. He's licking my neck.
Well, I found it, Pop. The fishing club is at 74 Gilmore Drive.
Eureka, Riley.
So would you if you was holding this fish. Come on, let's get down to this club right away and collect my prize.
Well, it's my fish, Riley, so it's my prize.
It ain't your fish. It's my fish, and so it's my prize.
No, I fight
him. No, I'm not going to have that.
An hour has passed since our trio of fishermen started out for the Isaac Walton Angling Club to enter their 75-pound sea bass in the big contest. They're on their way, or are they?
Oh, that's the fourth bus that's passed us by, Riley. We've been walking over an hour.
You've only been walking. I've been carrying the fish.
Oh, here's the house, Pop, and it's about time.
Gee, this don't look like no club.
No, it's obviously a private residence. No doubt the Isaac Walton Club meets here.
Pop, I'll go up and ring the bell.
Hey, Pop, look on the lawn there. What are all those little iron arches sticking out of the ground with all those wooden hammers lying around?
Those mallets and arches are part of the paraphernalia used to play croquet. You also use those wooden balls you see there.
Oh, I hear someone coming. Good evening.
Oh, good evening. We come for the first prize. This fish weighs 75 pounds.
My, it certainly is a fine specimen. Who caught it?
I did.
You did not!
Well, whoever caught it deserves to be congratulated.
Thanks.
Well, Mr. Gordon will be home shortly. Will you come in and wait?
Oh, thanks. Come on in, Buckley, Junior.
I think I'll stay out here and teach Junior the rudiments of croquet.
Oh, okay. Mrs. Gordon, do you mind if I use your phone? I want to tell my wife I'll be home a little late.
Oh, not at all. Right this way.
Oh, you better leave the fish out here.
Well, for...
Well, look, I could put the sprinkler on her, keep her cool, so she wouldn't lose any weight.
That's a good idea, but don't drown her.
This way, Mr. Riley.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, come on, Uncle Buckley. Show me how to play this croquet.
In just a moment, my boy. First, I must attend to this fish. Hand me a few of those croquet balls.
Well, here you are. What are you going to do with them?
Now, Junior, don't ask questions. Just pry open the mouth of this fish.
Okay, but I still don't get it.
There. That's one. There's two.
Uncle Buckley, why are you shoving those croquet balls down the fish's throat?
It's three.
Well, gee, a pot catches a
Now, Junior, not a word about this to anyone. This is an old angler's secret. The purpose of it is to make sure the fish doesn't lose any weight.
Well, now that the ownership is established, let's get on with the weighing. Now, if you'll let me have that fish...
No, Miss Gordon, no, I'll put it on the scale myself. There.
Now, let's see. 74... Exactly, 75. Well, congratulations, Mr. Turnbull. The nearest entry weighed only 73 pounds. You win by 2 pounds.
Fine,
Gee, that's great. It didn't lose any weight after all.
No, fortunately it didn't.
Now, Mr. Turnbull, here is your prize. This fine rod and reel are yours.
Oh, thank you, sir. Fine rod indeed.
That sure is, Uncle Buckley. Now, come on, take your fish. We got
to
go home.
Oh, just a moment. We have to measure it first for our record, you know.
Oh, okay, here, I'll hold it up for you.
Riley, not by the tail, please.
Oh, what's that? Something fell out of the fish's mouth. Oh.
Why, they're croquet balls.
How do you like that? Fish croquettes.
Look, I'll be getting along now. Good day, gentlemen.
Just a moment, Turnbull. How did these croquet balls get in this fish's gullet?
Well, you know those fish, they'll eat anything.
Yes, but not croquet balls from my lawn.
Well, the fact is, I...
Buckley! Give Mr. Gordon back that prize.
Here you are, sir. I'm heartily ashamed, sir. And believe me, Riley had nothing to do with it.
I see.
Riley really caught that fish.
Mr. Riley, this rod and reel, it's yours.
Why? What do you mean?
You really want it. You see, the croquet balls only weigh 1.5 pounds. Without them, your fish still weighs 73.5. Congratulations. May you have many happy fishing hours.
Well, thanks, Mr. Gordon, but I ain't never going fishing no more.
You're not?
No, sir. I ain't going to rob 250,000 little fishes of their mama while their papa is overseas. Hello? Yeah, this is Riley. Who's speaking? Oh, the taxidermist. Well, how you getting along stuffing that fish of mine?
What?
Okay, thanks for telling me. Where's that rod and reel I won?
Pop, you're not going fishing at this time of night, are you?
No, Junior. I'm bringing that prize back to Mr. Gordon.
But you won it, Pop.
No, I didn't. The taxidermist just found 2 more croquet balls in the fish.
Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. And you can always check us out at our website of the same name, classiccomedyotr.com. So until Monday, in the immortal words of Ralph Waldo Emerson, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us.